Could you imagine a world without peace? Where everywhere you turn is hostility, war, and fighting. And on every hand are your enemies. Could you imagine a world with peace? Where everyone is your friend. There is no war, there is no fighting, there is no killing, there is no death. Do you realize that Jesus promises peace? In John, the 16th chapter, verse 33, Jesus, preparing his disciples for his death, said this, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." When we think about peace, we should know that there are at least three different kinds of peace. There is the absence of hostility. But do you realize that Jesus never promised the absence of hostility? In Matthew 10 and verse 34, Jesus said, "Think not that I've come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." But a second kind of peace is the kind of peace that Jesus promises to us. And that kind of peace is reconciliation. Reconciliation means simply to bring back together. We were at odds with one another, and now we're brought back together. We're enemies, but now made friends. With God, that is the case. We're enemies with God because of our sin, because of our evil deeds. But now we're brought back together. How? Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul, speaking to the church at Rome, said in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We who were at odds with God because of our sin are now made with peace, reconciled back to God or with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But a third kind of peace is necessary in order to understand peace as well. That third kind of peace is reconciliation. It is the peace of mind. It is what Paul was speaking of when he wrote to the church at Philippi. In Philippians 4 and verse 7, he says, "And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and minds through Jesus Christ," or through Christ Jesus. It is that peace of God, that peace of mind that we have, that we can rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, Philippians 4 and verse 4. It is the kind of peace that Jesus leads us to in the way of peace, Luke 1 and verse 79. It is that gospel of peace, that gospel of reconciliation that we have, Romans 10 and verse 15. And therefore, God is that God of peace, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 33, and Jesus is the Lord of peace, for 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 16. And therefore, we have together a bond of peace. Let us rejoice in the peace we have, that reconciliation and that peace of mind that comes from the reconciliation we have with God.